Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of Leprechaun in the Hood.
I watched the second half of Leprechaun in the Hood.
And this
is the other half. Watch till you can't. Remix! This is the first time we've ever done this for the podcast.
You're seeing history, baby!
History in the making. We are watching a movie for the second time for the podcast.
The second time.
Not because we are completionists for the Leprechaun series, because we don't remember.
Yes, it's because we don't remember. I mean, it's also because we're completionists, too.
Sure.
We want to get it all in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we record this episode
in 2018.
2018, so 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
And I don't remember.
Different people.
I thought I watched the first half of the movie for some reason.
So we have watched the same half of our movies, and we've also re-listened to our podcast.
We re-listened to the podcast.
Let me tell you, it was an enlightening experience.
I was honestly impressed by us.
I thought it was a great episode.
It was a great episode.
I feel like I'm kind of being set up to fail.
I agree.
I was like, listen
to our 2018 episode.
It was a really good episode.
It was solid.
I don't think we can top this one.
We can't. It started out with us doing really bad, like, Irish
impressions.
We didn't do that this time.
Well, that's because I'm here. You don't need them old people. Let me tell you, I'm the remix to this episode. I'm going to make this a lot different.
You did. Yeah, you did show up for the first one. Leprechaun.
Let me tell you, I was scouting you out, though. I was listening. I was downloaded on my old iPod.
Yeah, you liked our episode?
I quite enjoyed it. That's what immediately made me a fan, but I kept in my shadows because I wasn't relevant.
That's true. But I will be soon. You are now,
yeah,
because
it's
we're doing all of these Leprechaun
movies.
Exactly.
It was good for you to finally, you know, I waited my turn. I waited my turn.
So you enjoyed the episode, Leprechaun.
Oh, I thought it was excellent. I re-listened to it as well.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, see, that's the
thing. Now I can interject. It's like, you know, you listen to a podcast and the hosts are going off on crazy tangents.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I would love to insert my opinion here. And let me tell you, I'm about to do
them.
That.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
I want to well actually them.
And if we all know leprechauns love actually.
Absolutely. Actualing all the time.
Yeah.
But one thing I realized, I learned that apparently I saw the last Leprechaun movie. I've already seen Leprechaun Revenge, or the fuck it's
you
called.
You don't remember.
I was trying to dig deep into my gray matter, just looking to see if I could remember anything about that.
Yeah.
And then what struck me is I remembered it was a WWE Productions.
Which is what we mentioned in the podcast. I was like, what?
Exactly. Yeah. I was so confused. And I was like, okay, I remember. It wasn't a funny movie. It's a very serious reboot of the Leprechaun, making him scary and as a wrestler as the Leprechaun.
Oh, boy. This really doesn't make me excited to possibly watch it.
Possibly watch
if
it.
We
it
vote
may,
to watch
it may taint the rest of the
Leprechaun
movies, to be fair, because hearing that description, I was like, I did not seem very excited about it.
No. The other thing that was really funny, like listening to this episode, is we really liked this movie.
Yes.
We came to its defense. We were like, there's definitely which also surprised me. We were like, there's problematic aspects to this movie we don't stand behind. However, there's a lot of heart put into this movie, and ultimately, it's a pretty fun watch.
Yeah.
Which was very surprising. I remember not liking this movie at all.
Mike, you just are like, was that movie? Fuck that movie.
I don't know.
You haven't seen it in a while. You're like, you didn't even remember which half you saw.
No, I genuinely, if you ask me, like, what half do you see? I'm like, the first half. I remember the first half for some reason.
Is the last taste in your mouth was Leprechaun in Space.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty sour taste in your mouth, to be honest.
Yeah.
Also, in the podcast, you kind of alluded to maybe seeing the first Leprechaun.
No, I mentioned that I knew about the first Leprechaun.
Okay,
I've seen like bits of it on television. Yeah, I mentioned that.
Okay,
like,
seen bits of it. Okay.
Yeah, I mentioned that like Jennifer Aniston was in it.
Yes.
Man, at the time I said that, I was like, "There's no way I'm going to watch the first Leprechaun movie."
It's funny to put you back in that mindset of revisiting a podcast.
Did you listen to the last? Because
I only listened to my half.
Okay.
I didn't want to get any spoilers on your half. Did you listen to the whole thing?
No. I listened to the intro.
And then as soon as I started explaining
this. As soon as you were like, let's jump in. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to where I believe I start.
Okay.
So I don't know if you listened. So you didn't listen last half. The other thing that was really illuminating is during the podcast I mentioned, like, so I'm on this new social media app called Letterboxd. I don't know if anyone's heard about this.
And Dude, you were a pioneer, baby.
All the way back in 2018, I was on Letterboxd, and I was like, so on Letterboxd, there's like this weird like 5-star rating. Maybe we should like attribute that to this like Leprechaun movie.
Oh,
like,
my God. I didn't even realize. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? I was like listening to the podcast. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is pretty funny. We're actually like, you know, this is a really good episode. And then I just fucking start mentioning Letterboxd. And I was like, whoa, that was a thing all the way back then?
I guess Letterboxd has been around a while.
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah.
I think it was probably a few years.
Yeah, no, it's, how dare you?
I don't know.
I'm on there quite often now.
No, I'm saying like a year since like you found it, since it probably started.
Oh,
up.
Yeah.
No,
I see,
you're
I see.
On there reviewing stuff. I'm not saying it. Look, I'm just saying we want more reviews for
Yeah, we're all Letterboxd. But yeah, so it was a fun episode. Honestly, guys, check it out.
It's wild.
It really surprised me how good it was.
Wild to me that I was surprised that Warwick Davis was the Leprechaun. I did not know that apparently at the time.
Back at the time, I mentioned who it was. You're like, who is that? It's like Willow.
Oh, yeah, Warwick Davis. Yeah. You know, yeah. I've grown a lot, I think. Many episodes.
You've learned
five years later.
I've
Warwick Davis. I gave to put it in baby terms for me. But on rewatch, do you think you agree with what you said?
No.
Really?
I didn't like this movie.
Oh, wow.
This time around.
This time I was like, you know what? This is a lot better than I expected. This is definitely like they went back to the drawing board and like, okay, space, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on, let's roll back a little bit, get a little more grounded. Maybe
grounded.
Just have more. Well, and have more fun with the Leprechaun.
Uh-huh,
right?
Because
like this is where the Leprechaun's rhyming like every.
He's rhyming the entire movie.
And that's what I want.
Yeah. Something you mentioned is like how Leprechaun's limerick rhymed. And then you're also like, that's sort of like rapping. Like you compare the Leprechaun rhyming to rapping.
I'm just saying. Rhyming is like rapping.
Yeah, you're rapping, you're rhyming.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's kind of predispositioned to do that sort of thing.
That's right. Do you think he raps in the movie?
I know he raps in the movie.
Because you listened to the first part of the episode.
Yes, I did. There's no weird spoilers in this for some reason. But you know what? Recapping it is going to be a lot of fun.
So one other thing I wanted to mention too. Yeah. So I did take notes of the movie, but then I was like, I wonder if I still have my original notes.
I still have my original notes.
I'm going to read off my original
notes. Oh, you're going to read
off? Do you want to read off your
original
notes?
I can read off my original notes because I just have them as well. And by the way, they have a stupid name. Let me see if I can... I was not expecting to do this, so give me 1 second.
That's totally fine. I'm very curious because I haven't read through my 2018 notes. I just have them like still saved for some reason.
I, for some reason, named this file Leprechaun in the Goo.
Goo spelled G-H-O-O-0-0.
Why did I write it like that? I have no clue.
You were going to go back and edit it. You never did it.
No clue.
Did you remember watching the first half of the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I do remember watching the first half.
Okay.
Of the
I don't know why I was mistaken.
Boy, I'm so excited to read these notes.
Me too.
It is my old formatting style that is a little bit harder for me to understand.
You don't have to read it if you don't want to.
No, you know what? Let's do it. This is a fun gimmick.
Think
why
fun
not?
I mean, I've already written the notes for the movie, but I've got them right here anyway. Let's do
I
it.
I have as well. You know, if I need to reference good notes, I could always go back to my past.
That's
true. My recent ones.
The recent ones you've written.
I did have some new observations, though. I think from the first time I watched this.
Oh, yeah? You've grown as a viewer.
I've grown as a person. So one thing I noticed, I think it's really funny how every time I see Lionsgate, forever since then, I'm always like, quality picture. Here we go. Quality picture. Because it fucking sucks, dude.
It does suck.
They never make good movies.
No. I mean, I think the thing they're most known for is like...
Hunger Games?
Oh, I was going to say... Saw. Didn't they make Saw?
I have never seen a Saw movie.
I've never seen a Hunger Games movie.
Really?
I saw one.
Yeah, I was like, you've definitely seen the first one.
I saw the first one, yeah.
Anyway, so...
It's a mark of quality.
It's a mark of, boy, what am I getting into? All those gears turning, you're like, that's the mixed bag that they're making right
now.
That's
right. That's my brain's gears turning.
Am I going to waste my time? What's wild is the beginning of this movie is literally the clip from the first movie of him being in a dungeon.
Really?
And counting his gold. They just put new lines over
it. How great is
it
that we now know?
I know.
The
context has changed.
Yeah.
It's the exact same beginning. They just put a different line over
him. So is this the same Leprechaun?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, is it implying that? But I don't think so because he starts off this one as a stone statue again. They're going back to Leprechaun 3 logic, where he's a stone statue. I'm pretty sure he's the exact same stone statue.
I'm sure they still had that, yeah.
But we got, he says, death to he who makes a leprechaun free. I'm reading this off my notes, by the way.
This is going to be a
he
fun
says
episode.
In a dungeon place, he says he's going to get the flute. No one's safe from the lep in the hood. Okay, let me read the real version because I actually read that line. Death to he who sets a leprechaun free. People who take my flute ain't up to no good. No one is safe from a lep in the hood. Is what he starts.
This
off
is
the
one
line.
Thing I remember about this movie is lep in the hood. Up
lep
to
in
no
the hood.
Good.
Because lep in the hood. You're like, they didn't even want to say
they
the whole leprechaun.
They didn't
want
leprechaun. To say the whole leprechaun. No. Leprechaun, that's a big word. I'm sorry to say that, Mr. Leprechaun, but it
how
is.
How dare you? Nobody calls me lep anymore. This is back in the day they called me that.
I literally, in all of my notes except for this one, have only said lep in the notes.
How
so
dare you,
I
Michael?
Know,
how
I
dare
know.
You? That's, you disrespect my Christian name.
That's right. Catholic. Come on, you're Catholic.
Oh, no. Yeah. You I hate to tell you this, but Christianity is part of
Catholicism.
Catholicism.
Yeah,
it's
that's
true.
Right.
That's a little different, but the Protestant bastards sitting next to you, Ethan, about to fuck you. Look,
whoa,
man,
chill out, Mr. Leprechaun.
We didn't invite you back on here. You know what? Yeah. Actually,
what? What'd you
Mr.
do,
Mr. Leprechaun? I got something to show you.
Oh my God!
What do you have there? Is that a box of Lucky Charms? Yeah, let me tell you, motherfucker.
What a true visual reveal Ethan has shown to all of us.
There's a build-your-own leprechaun trap.
Oh, my God!
And we're going to get you next episode, motherfucker. This episode, I feel like I need your insight. But the second one, I don't want to hear
I don't want to hear your
talks.
Shit.
Oh, how dare you? I've been breaking into here for ages, and you've never caught me with a Lucky Charms bullshit-ass trap.
Audience, Ethan has genuinely brought a box of Lucky Charms that has a build-your-own leprechaun trap.
It does. It.
Where'd you get this?
It's rated four leaf clovers in a little hotel. Apparently, leprechauns love free breakfast if you're wearing green.
Oh, yeah.
Where did I get
leprechaun
this? It is from the store Ralph's. For those who may not be familiar, it's Kroger.
Did you get this, like, today?
No, I bought this earlier in the week.
Oh, and you were like, I know what I'm going to save this.
I'm going to bring this Lucky Charms.
Did you buy this to eat, or did you buy this for the podcast?
As you notice, it's empty.
Oh,
I have consumed all the Lucky Charms.
All the leprechauns from earlier this week.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
I was hungry.
You know what? Sometimes I get on kicks.
I love Lucky Charms.
Honestly, this is not bad.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I mean, the best part of Lucky Charms is the, you know, marshmallows.
The marshmallows are the best. Those little, weird, dehydrated pieces of shit. They are terrible marshmallows, but at the moment, they're pretty good.
They're pretty great.
They're definitely,
way better than the cat food that they mix in with.
Yes, exactly. Well, I also got a s'mores version at home. Listen, it was a deal. Buy two, get three boxes of cereal for free.
You have three Lucky Charms?
No, I bought different varieties.
Oh, okay,
so
that's good.
I have five cereals total. One of them was Lucky Charms. I ate that one first for
obviously
the
because the gag.
The gag, and it's basically the crucifix for against it. Get that away from me! for the
leprechaun. Many weaknesses to leprechauns. Apparently, this is one of
them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they go in, according to this movie and all the other movies we watched.
Not all of them. Four leaf clovers.
Five clover is consistent. Four leaf clover is very consistent.
Yeah.
Iron. Wrought iron has never come back.
Just for the one movie.
When are they going to bring back wrought iron leprechauns? Let me tell you, that was just not something in the lore. I just made it just for Leprechaun 2. It's just a little special treat I decided to put in there because, let me tell you, the props department, there's lots of tiny little bits of wrought iron around, and
but
they
didn't
to use it.
But they didn't have any props for four leaf clovers or for...
Well, you see, they want to mix it up a little bit. But they also, you know, four leaf clovers, as Ethan will tell you, they're quite rare. Yeah, so I was actually out on a flower field.
Ethan has been living the leprechaun dream.
He's actually
picked for four leaf clovers.
I looked for four leaf clovers. I'm going to post this on the socials.
Oh, my God.
I looked for four leaf clovers at a local flower field. And they're the whole thing. They told me 1 in 10,000 chance.
Yeah.
So in the past, we were like,
how hard could it be?
I'm pretty sure we found one.
Yeah.
I guess they're kind of, it was hard. I was there for a whole 10 minutes before I got bored and could not find a four leaf
clover. His partner
took
a photo of him like picking the four leaf clovers. And I was like, this fucker is going to be there all day looking for
I would have been.
Yeah.
But I was also like, I want to go home at some point.
Yeah.
If this was in my I don't know, courtyard or something, I'd be there all day.
No,
every day.
This was out in nature.
This is out
with a bunch of strangers watching.
A bunch of strangers walking around.
Yeah,
I don't want to deal with that.
You pick four leaf clovers, you got fucking Lucky Charms.
Yeah. So we'll set this up.
You're prepared.
We'll set this up next episode.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Right. And try to catch us. You will never catch me, a little fox.
That's not the commercials.
He just ran away. He just left for
Where'd
a little.
Go.
He's trying to hide.
Yeah.
He'll pop out. Let's come up with a bad opinion. He'll come up.
That sounds good. Okay.
Anyway.
So, yes, the movie opens.
Introduce Leprechaun.
Right.
And then it opens up with our character, Ice-T. His name is Mac Daddy, right?
Mac Daddy, that's
Mac
right.
Mac Daddy appears. He's busting into a tomb, it looks like.
Whoa.
An old crypt, it looks like. And and it's very, a reference to a lot of Black Exploitation films. He's got a big afro, this is in the past.
Oh, okay.
He finds, a sandwich set out with Colt 45. It's very weird. And his friend with him is like, dude, I'm sorry, there's nothing in here, but that burger's still good. And he's like, you motherfucker, I can't believe this. He starts looking around, and he
was a burger.
There was like a burger, a Colt 45, and I think some other, I don't know, like an appetizer. I was taking notes of that.
Shrimp cocktail.
A shrimp cocktail or something. Man, these notes are impossible. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm going to have to go to my real notes.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm sure I'll quit on my notes as well, but I'm just curious to see how this
goes.
Give
it a shot.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's so pissed about hearing this that Ice-T throws this motherfucker through the wall, uh-huh. and he busts open to a new wall, and there's the leprechaun statue from the third movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Ice-T finds a flute. He's like, this is all I wanted. Which implies that he knew this was here.
That's what it is. I mean, why would he bust into a crypt otherwise?
There's a bunch of other fucking gold that they have.
Oh, yeah.
Just out there.
Yeah.
But his friend Slug is like, oh, man, I care about this necklace. It looks cool. I'm like, that necklace, as we established in the third movie, is worthless.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, oh, I want it anyway. He takes it. And, of course, Leprechaun appears.
But it's not worthless. It's the weakness to the Leprechaun
it
or something?
It is the weakness to Leprechaun. I mean, you put it on him, and obviously he turns into stone.
Right,
so,
right.
He fucking... The leprechaun grabs his fro pick and stabs him in the neck.
Oh.
And kills him. And Ice-T's like, oh, shit. And he just pulls out a gun to start shooting leprechaun. Love it. Love the fact that he just pulls out a gun.
I love how little Ice-T is in the movie.
Yeah, on second watch, I realize he's barely in this movie.
He's like, in this scene, maybe like one or two other scenes in your half of the like two scenes in my half.
Yeah.
But I think he gets top billing. Like, he's on the movie poster.
He's the villain, yeah. I mean, they don't really have anyone else to work with.
Yeah, that's true.
But he just seems so, like, kind of like, ugh, annoying this leprechaun's here and just shoots the hell out of him.
Mm-hmm.
But then leprechaun grows back up and he says, stealing my gold is a sure way to grow old. And then he's about ready to kill Ice-T, but then he hits like a, I don't know, some pressure release valve and just like air shoots up. It shoots
stealing
the necklace up.
Stealing my gold is a sure way to grow old?
I mean, grow old enough to die?
That seems as if, like, if you steal my gold, you'll live forever, not,
oh,
you know?
Oh, right. Like Raiders of the
Yeah.
Quest for Holy Grail.
That's right.
I can't think of the third Indiana Jones movie.
The Last Crusade.
What is wrong with me? That's what 5 years does to you. I bet past Ethan would have
back
ripped
in
that
the
one
day,
out.
You'd have been like, I love this movie.
Yes.
Last Crusade.
Yeah. Anyway, so the leprechaun gets the necklace falls back on his head magically. And let me tell you, he freezes in a new pose and it looks like shit. It's terrible. It's an ugly ass statue.
Yeah.
They made a new one for some reason, I guess.
Ugh.
And so, yeah.
Is it like a funny pose? Is he like flipping him off?
No, he's just kind of like shocked. He's like, ah!
That's a shame.
But also, there's a fun joke where like Ice-T's pulling out a bunch of shit from his hair. He has like, he pulls out a gun, shoots him.
Oh, I see,
and
from
then
his afro.
And then he makes the gun super hot. And so he has to, the leprechaun like makes him drop it. Mm-hmm. So he pulls out a switchblade and he like throws the switchblade away. And then he pulls out a bat out of his hat, out of his hair. It's funny. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds funny.
And then, yeah, so then he's knocked in, he's frozen, and he leaves. Mm. Also, by the way he transforms back into a leprechaun, like frozen statue,
right,
is a bunch of Photoshop filters, like that they just the slider.
Love
it. Still picture.
Ugh.
Love it. Now we're in modern day LA,
mm-hmm.
and we got three dudes rapping. We got our main characters.
Post.
Stray.
Butch.
Butch.
Yeah.
Postmaster P is all about spreading positivity.
Do you think his name is Post because that's the kind of, that's the cereal brand?
No, just because I brought the Lucky Charms. No, I don't think so. I think it's because Post, because he's only posting positivity in the mail.
Oh.
He's sending it out to the world.
Okay.
He's posting
it. Okay.
They're rapping, and then an explosion happens because Butch is apparently like, his key thing is he's all about, he's kind of dumb.
Yeah,
but
Butch is the dumb, funny
He's the
funny
dumb, funny
guy.
Character that's not really, like, socially aware, but he's very smart in the fact that he knows about, like...
Leprechauns?
No, he doesn't know anything about leprechauns.
No.
He knows about science and, like, connecting stuff. In the movie logic, he does. But even though he explodes everyone because he was doing, like, I did the hydrogen weird. And I'm like, why are you using the hydrogen in your rap, like, set? I don't understand that.
And what does Stray bring to this?
Stray brings the heat. You know, he's the firecracker. He's
right,
ready to
right.
pop off at a moment's notice.
Right.
He's got your back.
Yeah.
Is
that true?
You know, he makes some dumb decisions. He gets heated.
Mm.
Post is like the level-headed main
character.
Right,
Post is
love.
The main guy, yeah. He's our protagonist.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're talking about if they got to win this contest, then they got
to
go...
They're going to go to Vegas.
They're going to go to Vegas at Hip Hop Con.
Yeah.
which is very funny.
Which is run by white people.
Is it?
Yeah. Like the manager of it shows up and he's like a white guy, which
honestly,
is
though?
Honestly pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate. Yeah. Look, maybe Mac Daddy, despite controlling the rap game, at least he got the power to the people. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
Not the corporation white people. Anyway, so yeah, so Butch's business is doing all that. Postman, though, like, watching him again, like, he's got that positivity, but he's quoted, like, Tony Robbins.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I mean,
he is
a positivity coach, Tony Robbins. I mean,
guess
I don't
so.
Like him, but
yeah.
That is what he represents.
I'm just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, back in the day, what else you got? You didn't have the internet to look up cooler people.
That's true. Tony Robbins was, like, the main guy.
He was for a while.
He was in Shallow Hal. He's the one that hypnotizes Jack Black to find fat people skinny.
I've never seen that movie.
It's not good.
Just judging by that premise.
Its heart was in the right place, but it made all the wrong mistakes.
Yeah. So then Stray is talking about, like, look, man, we're fucked. We got to fix all this equipment that we just exploded.
Mm.
We got to figure out a way to do that. So they go around. They're trying to pawn this Jimi Hendrix guitar. It's not a real Jimi Hendrix guitar because it's dated as in playing at Psychedelic Palooza, which was in 1971. And the pawn shop guy was like, 1970, and they're like, oh, it's bullshit, whatever, man.
Right.
And
still pretty cool
and
guitar.
They talk about they really want to hammer on that Butch has never been laid.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotta get some pussy,
virgin.
Dude.
He's
gotta get some pussy.
Yeah.
He's gotta get some pussy. That's what you chose to come in.
I know. He was waiting for us to
I
say
love
something.
My man Butch.
He's a big you're a big Butch guy.
You know what Butch looks like? He looks like the Key and Peele sketch. From
the football guys?
The football guys.
Yeah.
And the one guy named Fudge. He looks just like him.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, obviously, that guy throws them out because they're selling some bullshit. And they go to this guy named Chow.
This is another part of the movie.
Yeah. He's the joke is he's Chinese.
Yep.
But not as bad as I thought it would be. Like, as far as things that they make
I remember
jokes of,
Ethan in the years ago going, this is pretty offensive.
It's the thing is, it set me up for what's worse.
Oh,
right?
I see.
I listened to the podcast. I was like, this is going to be bad.
Yeah.
And I got
yeah.
to it. He's just a guy. He just has a thick accent. It starts to get bad a little bit later, but the first introduction
is pretty
he's
okay.
just like, fuck you guys. I know Jimi Hendrix died a while ago. Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, look, at least it's not played by a white guy, all right?
That's
it's better
fair.
Than Breakfast at Tiffany's, the lost episode, okay?
Oh, God.
The
Take
lost
us
episode.
Back. Yeah, for those who don't know, we recorded an episode of Breakfast at Tiffany's. And I want to say, like, two-thirds of the way through, we looked at each other, we're like, let's stop this. This isn't anymore.
It wasn't just like we were off our game.
Yeah.
That was
it wasn't
one of the
like we weren't funny. The movie wasn't funny to talk about.
It was just an absolute mess. It's one of the only podcasts. I think it's the only podcast we've canned.
We've stopped recording.
But
yeah.
Man, the Mickey Rooney in that is just rough.
Really sucks
fuck,
the air out of
rough.
That fucking movie.
Like,
yeah.
Any goodwill you have towards that movie, like being cute, it's just like. He was like one of the worst caricatures.
He fucking jumps. He's at the beginning of the movie. He's like one of the first characters you see in the movie.
And boy, is he quote unquote funny. Anyway, so they fucking just throw away the guitar. I'm like, that's a perfectly good guitar.
Just
pawn it off as a regular guitar. Just get like $50, dude. Like,
these
what are you
aren't
doing?
These smart people.
They're not the smartest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So do you know, I mean, I guess their next step was they got to rob someone as a joke.
Okay, I feel like selling the guitar is the next step before robbing people.
Yeah,
but okay.
Well, I think they make a joke about it. They're still not quite sure, but it's mostly because they see Mac Daddy. Mac Daddy's there. He's changed, man. He's running the business. He's running the
He doesn't
rap
have
game.
The afro anymore.
These guys doesn't have the afro.
Yeah.
So he actually drives by them, and they stop him. They're like, hey, man, can you like give us a sample? And he's like, I heard you guys putting out chipmunk tracks because they're like for Wholesome or whatever, for kids. And like, oh, no. He's like, can you give us some time? He's like, all right, I'll give you some time of day, which I'm like, wow, that's impressive. They actually is giving them the time of day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he has his pipe still.
Of course.
So he gets a chance. He's like, you better not waste my time. So they play the record for them. And he's like, oh, this is okay. This isn't the worst. By the way, the leprechaun statue in his house. He did not decide to leave it.
Why would
that,
you?
In that spot. I guess if he has a broken wall, right? Like, people are going to peek in there and they're probably going
to,
like,
Why? Hold on to it. It's a cool looking statue.
I mean, you're also, like, inviting danger. But I was thinking that, like,
He doesn't know that.
This is the best way to protect yourself.
Yeah. I feel like we had this discussion in the first episode as well.
No, we did not.
Oh, we didn't?
Didn't as much.
Okay.
Because I was surprised.
Yeah. Because, hold on to it. It looks cool. It's a nice centerpiece. It's a cool, put it on your fucking table.
Well,
you know?
He actually put it in, like, really nice glass. And
that's even smarter.
In fact, Butch starts, like, messing with him. He's like, get away from that shit. Don't touch that. That's not yours. Yeah.
Fucking
bitch. Anyway, he's like, look, it's not great. Your record's fine.
Yeah.
We could work with it, though. But you got to change your message up. I'm about gangster shit. Smack your bitch up. Shoot your motherfucking homeboy in the face.
Yeah, is what he says.
And I'm just like, wow, that's some pretty...
That's some pretty hard words there. Yeah.
The post is like, I don't like that. Yeah. But of course... Stray is like, this is awesome. Butch is kind of in the middle. He's just kind of like...
He's too busy like poking the glass.
He's poking the glass pretty much. He's like, I don't know. Post is like, I don't know if I want to do that. He's like, get the fuck out of here. And Stray is like, no. Give us a chance. He's like, get the fuck out of here. I hate you guys. Because they wasted his time. So then Stray is like, why don't we just break in and steal his stuff and like take that like gold piece from like the leprechaun stuff and steal it.
Whoa.
We know he's out partying every night.
I feel like stealing from this guy is the worst person to steal from.
Right, but they're not very smart.
They're not smart. That's true.
So they're basically like, that shit's got to be hot. Like, he probably stole that. So he's not going to ever call the police. It's like, it sounds good. And, like, Post is not down with this. And
Post is right.
But Stray's like, come on, man. Like, he's keeping a brother down. We got to get him. We're like Robin Hood. And this convinces Butch. He's like, oh, that's cool.
I love Robin Hood.
But Post doesn't want to do it. Post is like, I'll see
y'all. That lady Robin Hood fox drew me on so much as a kid.
There's a lady Robin Hood fox?
Oh, yeah, there's a lady Robin Hood fox.
I don't even know the guy Robin Hood fox. Let me Google Robin Hood.
Hood.
I don't think I've ever seen the Robin
Maid
Hood movie.
Marian is in it. She's a sexy fox girl. There's a bunch of furries out there who's like really into her.
Oh, yeah. I have seen her. Yeah. Oh, I sure have. I've not seen this version, though.
Oh,
let me,
no.
Let me show you a picture from Furry Affinity.
Holy shit.
Now, that's a foxy lady. Anyway.
Yeah. Ethan's not reading his notes anymore. He's just looking at more photos.
So Post is like, damn, those are some big titties and thick thighs.
He's still just looking at pictures of the fox right now.
Big tail. Ooh, but it's so bushy. And she's got like, instead of feet, she's got like paws. And then we could steal that. Anyway, no, Post is like, listen, like Ethan, I'll see you on Judge Judy.
Yeah.
You're all going to prison. but they decide they're going to do it anyway. And they're like, meet us here if you want. Mm-hmm. So Stray and Butch meet up, and Post arrives late. He shows up late. It's really funny because they do the shot. Why? Because everyone else is doing it. You're going to hang out.
Showing up
he's
late?
Like, fuck this guy. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So they're about ready to go in, and they see Post walking in from the distance, and Post, whoever blocked the scene, put him way too far away.
Oh.
So he starts walking, and then there's a fade where he's closer. It's so funny.
Why'd you do that? Just get him closer. Oh, man.
He's too far away from everyone else.
Yeah.
And then they go in. They break in. They can't find anything valuable. They find a gun. I guess they could pawn that, but that seems kind of hot to pawn.
Mm.
But then they bust in. They find like a bunch of gold pieces. And let me tell you, Butch, though, he's obsessed with... He puts like little detonators on the glass around the leprechaun.
Where do you
statue?
Get the detonators?
He made them. He makes shit.
He's into science.
He's into science stuff. He's a tech guy. He basically should be wearing glasses. Like, that's the only thing they needed.
Yeah.
Blows it
in
up.
In a lab coat.
Yeah.
They blow it up.
They blow up the leprechaun.
If they did that, they'd blow up the statue as well.
Butch is pretty fucking smart. He knows not to damage the statue.
Yeah, he knows how.
This ugly ass statue. But then while they're doing this, Ice-T arrives. He arrives home from his party.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. And he comes in and is like, hey, you better, what the fuck are you guys doing here? And like, Post just starts shooting him. Knocks him out.
Knocks him out with a bullet?
Well, it seems like it kills him, but it doesn't actually kill him.
No, he comes back.
He comes back. And so they take Ice-T's flute off his body and a bunch of his gold.
Why'd they take the flute?
I don't know. They won the. I guess he saw it and he's gold and he took it. And he seems like it's valuable to him. So
that's true. That's true.
Yeah. I feel like Post has a little bit of a. He's got to work this out, but I think he kind of hates him.
Oh, yeah.
But then the leprechaun obviously is alive now because of the necklace.
It's the medallion off him.
He says,
"Unhand me gold, you thieving hoods. You got more loot than Tiger Woods."
Anyway, they immediately are like, "What the fuck is that?"
Yeah.
I don't know, shoot it. And they just immediately start shooting it. Which I love. Love it.
Good
still
shit.
Hits.
I love that.
Still
That's
hits.
Your first instinct.
First instinct, fucking shoot. You know, all these other people are like, "What is this?"
Big difference from movies centered around, like, you know, like well-to-do white people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, "Oh no, it's a leprechaun."
Like, this thing's fucking weird.
Shoot at it. Kill it.
This thing's ugly as hell. What is this thing?
Yeah. Fair point.
I do not like that sentiment.
I'm
you
sorry.
Welcome me into your home.
Yeah, one of us is a well-natured white person.
And let me tell you, I'm setting up a fucking trap. This is the fourth time you've been here. Fifth time. Damn.
Yeah, get out of here.
All right, I'll leave. I'll go back to polishing your shoes. I still love shoes, despite what the movies say.
He's never done that past the first movie.
No, he did in the third. He did in the third movie.
Oh, he did in the third movie.
The Vegas one. He was obsessed with the pawn shop guy's shoes.
Oh, okay.
Pawn shop people getting fucking killed in this series. Let me
tell
you.
It's like the unhoused people in the Hellraiser movies.
Yeah, pawn shop people getting killed because maybe they're quote unquote greedy. Leprechauns being a gross creep to women. Not really in this movie anyway. Oh no.
We'll see. We'll see.
Alright, well. Actually, never mind. I take that back. I remember a little bit part of this movie.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure one part of your half does this. We'll see soon enough.
Anyway, they shoot him so much that his arm falls off, which is
kind of
wild.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
Also, Stray says, "This is Chucky on crack, shoot him."
I've been thinking that same thing, right?
He's basically like Chucky kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Then they drive off. Ice-T is alive because he had like a necklace or something that protected him.
Mm.
The leprechaun puts himself back together. Ice-T sees the leprechaun. He's like, "Oh, a lot of time is coming past.
Oh.
But I still see your big fat ass." And then he's like, Dicey's like, "I'm leaving." And just runs. Smart move. No, very smart.
Though. That's the absolute way to go about
it. He also knew what happened to his best friend Slug, or whatever his name was.
Slug?
He had some stupid name. I wrote it down because it was weird.
All right.
Is it Slug?
I wrote it down. I mean, he's never mentioned in my app.
It
doesn't matter.
It's literally Slug.
Okay.
He dies. So
yeah, exactly. Who cares?
His name's Slug, like Slugworth from Wonka.
He's slow.
He's a slug. I guess so.
And he's salty.
He dies by salt.
Yeah.
It'd be really funny if the leprechaun pours salt on him and he dies. He's like, "I'm actually a salt! I mean, I'm actually a slug!" Let's see. Max says, "Get down here. Shoot him in the face." Okay. So I had to look back. Sorry. I had to look back where
it's
I
all
had
good,
my past
man.
Notes to see what Slug's
if
name was.
If only you had the past notes at
Dude,
your disposal.
Those are even more hard to navigate.
Yeah. I'm sure.
So Ice-T... lived. He goes to a bar and he's calling for backup. He's like, "I need someone to come here. I'm in distress. I'm so pissed off. I got to get this fucking leprechaun out of here." So he goes to the bathroom. He clears everyone out of the bathroom. He's like, "Get out of here." Pulls out a joint. He's like, "I need to smoke this shit to clear my mind." And the leprechaun appears and he's like, "Oh, what you got there?" And he says, "A friend with weed is a friend indeed."
God damn.
I still stand by that sentiment. What do you got in here,
Michael? Oh, yeah? You a stoner?
Let me tell you, I'm a big indica fan. In the couch, is what I say.
It chills you out or makes you worse?
You'll have to find out, Michael.
Okay. Do you have a bong on you?
A bong? Bong?
Oh, do you prefer smoking out of a pipe, I suppose?
Of course. A joint, even.
A joint,
Let
yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, big fan
a
of
bong
joints.
Is a fancy apparatus that is for other people, not for me.
Not for you.
I like a natural. I like to see the clover.
You like to roll? No, no clovers.
I like to see the clovers is what I'm saying. Is I like to see if they're poisonous.
Oh, I see. Mm. Do you, yeah. How do three-leaf clovers affect you? Not at all?
Not at all.
Oh, okay,
I love them. My favorite. I decorate my house with them.
Okay.
It keeps me on my toes, but sometimes I see one out of the corner of my eye, I'm like, is that a fourth one? Is that a four-leaf one?
But they're hard to find.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I keep my life easy. Anyway, I'm going to go crack to shining your shoes.
Okay, goodbye. I have a lot of shoes, luckily.
You really got a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
This is working on
He's been
for
doing that for every single episode.
It's been, he didn't
it's
do the
either
last
that
episode.
Or fucking whiskey bottles.
I forgot about that. That was a while ago. I'm sure you haven't forgotten because you had to clean it
never,
out.
Never. I had to throw all of my whiskey out.
But then he says, he takes his tuff of the weed and he's like, this is interesting blend, he says. And he's like, that's the bomb right there. He's like, the bomb? It is good.
Yeah.
But then after he says, you know, the friend with his we is a friend indeed, he says, but a friend with gold is the best, I'm told. Ooh. And he goes to hand his joint back to Ice-T, and he grabs his fucking finger and rips it off. Takes the ring off of it. Find me gold.
I didn't know he didn't have a finger in my half of the movie. No. I didn't notice that.
It comes into play a little bit later on.
Okay.
Anyway, he's like, I want to go take your gold, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The leprechaun finds a DJ guy, and the DJ is just like, the fuck, you ugly fuck, motherfucker. And then the leprechaun just shocks him to death with the microphone.
Jeez.
After he's like, what is this music? Is it a rap?
Mm-hmm.
What is rap? He's like, yeah, man, it's rap, dude. And he's like, whatever, I kill you.
I don't even know why I asked the question.
I don't know. This is a weird, like, they're like, oh, man, leprechaun hasn't killed anyone in a while. We got to take and kill someone.
Yeah, that back in the day, he would kill people because, like, they had gold on them.
Yeah, now
you know?
He's just like, oh,
whatever. He'll just kill whoever he wants. Yeah.
The boys go and they start pawning off gold to the past pawn people,
mm-hmm.
and get a bunch of new equipment from the people.
The people.
And so he gives them like $500 for all the gold, and he's like, do we get a warranty? No. But then Post is over here, like, in his own world, he just like plays the flute out of boredom. But we don't hear the flute music, but everyone
we
else
never
does.
Hear the flute
we never
music.
Hear the flute music.
Yeah.
But everyone else does, and they love it. They're like, whoa, and they're all staring at him. He's like, well, I don't know what I was doing. They don't know he has a flute. He's playing it in the corner, basically.
Right.
But everyone is transfixed. They go to Chow, and this is the part where Chow's just like, oh, it's funny that I'm Chinese, right? Like, I'm just going to be there and be like, I want to be in your videos. Look, Chow can get down. Chow is cool and all this stuff. And it's like, okay. You didn't need to have this guy act out. But he also is entranced by the flute.
Right.
Also, the
right.
scene, terribly blocked out. Whoever's blocking these shots. Like,
I don't think it's a well-directed movie in general.
No, it's not.
The blocking's bad. The lighting's really bad.
The lighting's bad. Yeah. I think it's kind of fun as a script, I think. I don't know.
It's pretty good.
I think the actors are... I also feel the actors pretty okay.
They're all having a good time.
They're having fun. You can tell there's like fun on the set, unlike the last movie.
I do really want to know what Warwick Davis thought when he was making this movie. Like, did he see it as like another acting opportunity, or was he like, what have I done with my career, you know?
Yeah, when was the jumping off point?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, clearly after this one.
Yeah,
or after the next one, I mean.
After the next one, yeah. Leprechaun is just hanging out with women.
His fly girls, right? Or no?
He's just hanging out. He's just like, that's kind of it. That's the whole scene.
I like how the leprechaun's turned into like a gremlin now. He's just like smiling with like pointed teeth.
He's just hanging out, having a good time.
Yeah.
Ice-T's upset. He's like, oh man, they took my fucking flute. I don't know why it took him so long to figure this out. He smoked weed. He's been at the bathroom. They finally figured out the flute's been stolen. That's something that's literally around his wrist all the time.
Yeah, you would notice that.
Yeah,
it's
I feel like
you
notice
sometimes
that.
Sometimes if I like forget to wear a watch or something.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel weird. You're like, what the fuck?
And that's something that's valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. But then he's like, well, that means they stole the money, so the leprechaun's gonna be on them, so that's fine.
Yeah.
The leprechaun guy fucking go leprechaun guy.
I don't know why you called him
the
leprechaun guy.
Goes to the pawn shop owner, the first guy, who just beats him in a random alley, and he's like, I'm gonna get you. And he's like, what gang do you belong to? The shrimps? And then he's like, and he just runs off. And I'm like, what the fuck was that for?
I feel like these movies have a lot of like mean stuff to say to Warwick Davis. You know, referring to him as like a shrimp. You know,
people
in the movie after this, there's like a reference to like the M slur for like small people, little people as well. And it's like, I'm like, this feels unusually cruel to like an actual little person. You know?
Yeah, but then he also kills him usually after they say that.
Yeah, but Warwick Davis doesn't do that. You know.
He kind of does. I bet he gets off on it a little bit. He's like, this is kind of nice killing people who say bad things to me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
You know?
Big man.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so then the pawn shop owner guy leaves, and then there's a sexy lady just hanging out in the road. And I guess it's someone he knows. He's like, oh, Jackie D, I haven't seen you in a while. And she's like, come here, my big, strong man. Mm. Ooh, you're so muscular.
Here's
she's getting up on him.
The classic leprechaun trick.
Transforming into a person.
A sexy lady. Yeah.
But then they start like rubbing on each other, and she turns around, but her face is all ugly and deformed. And then she turns around, it's a leprechaun voice, and you hear stabbing. And then you see the leprechaun off screen in like the trunk or something of the car. And so I'm like, what power is this? Because he's been able to like turn himself into a character or project something else as
like,
a person.
Like, he made, like, a lawnmower look like a lady.
Yeah.
He once made a weird boob robot come out of a TV, though, so...
I forgot about that part.
I'll never forget about that boob robot.
Yeah.
That shit was horrifying.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. That did happen. But
I don't know.
It was weird. There's no consistency in his powers. Yeah. It's all over the place. But obviously, he's a different leprechaun. Sure,
yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
So yeah, the fucking pawn shop guy dies.
Mm-hmm.
So Post is watching. They're at a party basically, and he's watching people at the party. I guess they're four, and it doesn't feel like L.A. because he's on like a rooftop. I'm like, who's
people, on the rooftop in L.A.?
L.A. rooftops aren't as big of a thing.
Where
really,
do you think this movie was shot? Probably not in L.A. Right?
It might. I mean, there are places with rooftops in L.A., so maybe, but it just doesn't seem like the vibe. You know?
Yeah. That's more like a New York, Chicago vibe. Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe
I'll look it up. I'm gonna see where this was shot. Probably L.A.
So,
maybe Atlanta.
Anyway, Post doesn't feel like partying. He's like, we killed the guy and we're partying with the money he has. Like, that's fucked up. So he's like, eh, that guy sucks. Who cares? It's over now. And then suddenly Ice-T shows up and pulls out a gun on them. He's like, you better tell me what my fucking flute is. I'm like, we don't know about the flute because only Post knows about the flute.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So he's like, all right, I'm going to fucking kill you guys then. He starts to try to pull the trigger, but obviously he has no finger, which feels like a big oversight.
Yeah,
that,
that's
like,
true.
Shouldn't you know you don't have a finger when you're using the
It's not like you're out of ammo and you didn't realize,
yeah.
You know? It's like, you know you don't have a face. So, well, maybe. I don't know, though. Maybe it's a situation of, like, a phantom limb.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So they all jump off the edge of the roof. It's, you know, it's a tall roof. They fall in the dumpster.
Right.
And they run off. So then he reveals, Post reveals, like, oh, yeah, I do have the flute.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, they're like, why didn't you give it to him? He's like, I was scared. I'm like, what the fuck? You're scared? Give it to him. But I guess that's the plot of, like, all these movies. It's like, just give the gold back.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not that easy, though, right?
You're right. After a while, I think they realize, besides the first movie.
The first one, but that was a situation where, like, a character ate the gold, so it was, like, hard to give it away, remember?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but, like,
know.
Besides that movie, I feel like every single person's like, no, I'm not going to give you that shit. Like, they make it, like, the dumbest reason of them not.
One of them turns into a leprechaun, and so they, like, emotionally can't give it up, remember?
Yeah.
That was one of them. Trying to remember the other ones. Well, some of the other ones, it's like it's a lady that's like wanted. Remember, sometimes it's not the gold. It's like he wants a bride or whatever. So,
oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's like it's a little more difficult, I think.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So let's see. So then they are like, well, we gotta find someone to stay with till we go to Vegas, because once we go to Vegas, we're gonna get so big. Oh, what?
And you know that leprechauns love Vegas.
Leprechauns love Vegas.
Yeah.
I like that reference.
Yeah.
So then it's like, Mac knows everyone in town. Who can we go to? So they go to our cross-dressing Fontaine character who's there. And in the past podcast, I was like, it's not good. In this podcast, I'll say, it's not good joke. And in the last podcast, I said, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. And in this podcast,
I was listening.
It's like not as bad as it could be, but it's not great.
It's not great. Yeah, I was listening to the last podcast, and we like specifically called out the transphobia in this movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, good for us for like doing that back in 2018, I suppose.
I know.
But yeah, like I didn't know what
I think
that
I always
was.
Worry if we listen to our last podcast. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, like what do we say?
It's
what
not
we
great.
Say?
It is still not as bad as like it could be. Like I've just seen we've seen so much worse movies from this.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Like it's pretty mild.
Yeah,
it's,
but what is it? What happens?
I'll get to it. But first, you got to watch the Chow dies. It's not even a joke. It's not funny. He just dies.
Oh,
and then the only joke
it's
is
tragic
that,
is what it is.
The only joke is that like he had some weird jar with some like pickled stuff in it, and then he became one of the pickled things. That's kind of the only joke that the leprechaun
funny.
Does.
Funny.
It's mid.
Funny.
So the boys are rapping and Fontaine's there. She's having a good time. That's the thing is they're kind of like they're weirded out by her. They're just like, whoa, this is weird. But they also are just like, whatever, she's cool.
They're kinda, weirded out, but
they're
also
weirded
not
at first,
blessed.
But they're not like being so overtly mean. No, they're being pretty mean. I'm like trying to think like, at first I was like, oh, they're being like
I think
chill.
They're just written inconsistently.
I think you're probably
yeah.
right.
But ultimately, I think this is probably a character that we're supposed to laugh at.
Yeah,
the very idea
yeah,
of someone like
right,
this.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So anyway, some dude wakes up. And while they're rapping, because it's the middle of the night, and says, shut the fuck up. People are trying to sleep here.
Yeah.
Like, you don't understand good-ass music, is what they say. I'm like, what a terrible defense.
Honestly,
what
yeah.
a terrible offense. You'd be playing, like, the opera and, like, beautiful
yeah. Pavarotti
music.
Walked in and starts, like, singing opera. I'm like, fucking
shut the fuck up. It's 2 in the morning,
yeah,
dude.
Trying to get
I gotta go to bed. I gotta get up in the morning and work.
Yeah, exactly.
But then they all leave. Fontaine's like, then you're not gonna defend my honor? And she leaves. And then Post is like, man, we fucking suck. And I'm like, you fucking play at 2 a.m.
Yeah, like, get some sleep.
So then he decides to blow the flute. And out in the open, and the neighbor comes back and is like, play that flute again. Play it again. And then suddenly they're all partying. Mm-hmm. They're having a good time. They have a whole concert. Lots of people are here. They're like, damn, we're going to go to Vegas. Once we go to Vegas, we get so big, Mac Daddy can't touch us. I'm like, that's really cute. You're going to get real popular and defend yourself against someone who wants to murder you?
I mean, yeah, you can hire, like, security.
I guess. I don't know.
You're like, if I really hated someone like Mac Daddy,
I'd fucking murder anybody.
Yeah.
I will find a way.
There's no stopping me.
If someone stole me special flute? Oh, no, Mike, I'm turning to a
weapon. I know. You're so, yeah, did he bite you? You didn't notice?
You little fuck. You're slobbering all over me.
He's just licking you.
Yeah, he's
like, going to give you a hickey.
I'll tell my girlfriend about this.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I can't go back to Mike's place anymore to record. Yeah, the leprechaun's there.
Leprechaun, yeah. He's sucking on me.
He's trying to suck on me, give me little hickeys and stuff. So then, let's see. Oh, yeah. So then Fontaine goes back inside, and then Leprechaun finds her, and then the Leprechaun is like, I don't want to fucking deal with you. And she's like, you want to get with me, big boy?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right. I guess so. But then he fucking kills her, so.
I believe he also says something really offensive.
He says something. Yeah. He says, I don't want to play with flute. Fruit, I just want my flute.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is like, oh, okay. So then he goes and checks her out. And yeah, the boys go and check on her because it sounds like they're fucking.
Yeah.
And
but
it looks
not.
Like they're fucking. But he's like stabbing her afterwards. It's revealed he's stabbing her. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he smashed. I'm pretty sure.
You
I like
think
to think
so?
The leprechaun smashed.
And then he smashed and then he smashed.
He smashed and he smashed in a bad way. So yeah, so they're like, oh my God.
I'm pansexual.
Gender doesn't matter to me.
I'm pansexual. I like to pan for gold. I'm out.
I'm glad you came out. Finally, Leprechaun. I'm proud.
I'm very happy. We support you. Yeah.
It was the 2000s. I understand it was a different time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm glad... You know,
early 2000s.
He's
did this come out?
He's really shining. I think it was literally 2000.
Wow.
Because we made a joke in the last episode. We're like, this is a pre-9/11 time.
This feels pre-9/11. Yeah.
So then Butch is like over here like, fuck, the leprechaun's here. We got to figure out something. He's mixing like douche juice, which I didn't know douches had special like.
That's what's in the douche.
I thought it was just water.
Nah,
I thought you just douched out
special
with water.
Special douche juice.
I didn't know it was douche juice. I didn't know. I thought it was like, you know, you put like you could mop. With mopping fluid, but you didn't need to.
Yeah.
You know, you just use water most of the time.
Same thing with douche juice.
I guess douche juice is like, what do you say, Fontaine bougie? You know, using douche juice.
I mean, you gotta clean it up.
I guess so. But douche apparently, juice. If you miss Woo-hoo! Douche juice. Scrooge McDuck's diving right in that motherfucker.
Right. It's a douche
He's
juice.
He's going in that douche juice.
How'd he make
pool?
All that money? He created douche juice.
We never know how he made the money.
Those
we
dogs
figured it out.
Need to clean their cloacas with something.
They use it for
juices.
Everything.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta douche that
they
shit.
They need a douche juice.
That shit is working overtime, let me tell you. So they make that. The cloaca sex. No one talks about it.
No, not enough people
not
talk
enough.
About
Do you think that, did
sex.
That corkscrew-ass weird penis is just for like, that's gotta douche all that shit out
that's,
of there?
That's what the head of their, no, that's what their douches look like. It's the corkscrews, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like one of those snakes you put in the plumbing, you know, the snake.
It's like that.
It's like crazy.
That.
You gotta wind it back up.
Mm-hmm. And
then
you gotta put some
there.
Douche juice in there.
Douche juice?
Yeah.
Mixes it with the jelly, and apparently it fucking makes a bomb. I don't know. That's,
I love
that's
you're
my
slowly
half.
Getting back into the movie.
I'm just so confused.
About the bomb.
This weird logic.
Yeah. So they set a trap. I'm now reading from my old notes. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be
able
to
do this. Oh, let's
see
how long you last this, because it's not very long with me.
They set up a trap. Stray is bait to get the leprechaun into the trap. So Stray's sitting in there, and he says,
yo, shorty, you ain't even as big as my dick.
It's a great, and that pisses Leprechaun off, and it works.
That leprechaun's packing, all right?
Leprechaun, yeah.
He just got done fucking, I think.
Call him a tripod.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
He's got three legs.
Three. Mike, I got the joke.
I'm just letting everyone else know. Yeah.
Michael, you know this. I've used your restroom many times.
That's true.
I'm always here even when the podcast isn't going,
it's
let me tell
awful.
You.
It's awful. I really hope this fucking leprechaun trap works.
We'll see next episode.
Sick of him. All right. And so, yeah, it works. They burn him, and they run out, and then they just sort of sit in the car. And then one of them's like, man, you don't get it? We're fucking with the spiritual world, man, is like what they're saying, basically. Uh-huh. These are really bad notes.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, I'm like, how did I come up with this
shit? These are bad notes. It's funny because I've seen the movie now at least twice at this point.
And you're like, these notes are terrible.
And I'm like, what is this?
The thing is when you rewatch something, you're like, you take such a different perspective of it. With the time you've had, you know, 5 years later, you're like, this stands out to me. I
wish
never mentioned
have both notes open up right now. So
I think it would make it so much more confusing.
Yeah,
to
probably.
Go between the two.
What are you going to say, though?
I'm just saying, like, I didn't notice any of the blocking stuff. Like, all these notes were stuff I did not bring up in the
this
first
episode.
This
is what happens when you have a movie podcast for so long.
It also turns out that, like, sometimes you're watching a movie. It really brings other things in different perspective. You know, you're looking for different things.
Different things, yeah.
I'm looking at more of the technical side because I know how the story goes.
Right,
you know?
That's right. The very straightforward story.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking straightforward.
So they're fucking with the spiritual world, and so they need to go to church. So before they go to church, Post is checking in on his grandma, who's blind. Mm. And they check in with her. She asks if Butch is still a virgin. And
even
I'm like,
blind people can tell.
That's true. They can smell it on them.
Smell it on them, yeah. Yeah. That virginity.
And I mentioned that they have a magical flute. So they go to the church to sleep because they think they'll be protected in there. The reverend shows up. I want to say this church looks like an office area. Like, it doesn't look like a church.
I like that they're waiting so long to get to this fucking concert. They're banking everything on. They're like, all right, we're going to go to Fontaine. We're going to stay there. We're going to go to a church.
They're just bouncing around.
And they go to the church because they thought the spiritual world would,
they
like,
thought
protect
that
them.
The leprechaun would, like, not be able to break into the church, which doesn't end up actually helping. So then they go to the church. Reverend shows up and sees them. And they're like, dude, we need to hide out here from Mac Daddy. And they say that they'll give him $50 and they can perform for the church because their music. No. He says he's going to give them $50 and they can stay in the church if they perform there.
Oh, okay.
For, like, the service.
Nice.
So the service is like that later that day. They have, like, the church is full of people and they're going to perform and they're going to sing for the church. Uh-huh. These three guys. And they start out and they go,
Jesus loves me. Oh, yeah. This I know. If he don't, I'll find a hoe. And his disciples was some bad mofo.
Which is like, we know that this isn't the kind of music they sing.
No.
It's positive. So why are they being, like, why are they sexualizing themselves in the church?
So Post never sang any of those, right? Or was it, it was just,
I think Stray might have added to it.
It was just Stray.
I'm not sure. Because
I feel
like
Stray, he's just fucking dumb.
He strays.
He strays from the path of the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
And Post is going to bring him back into the fold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Butch is over there doing fucking whatever.
Butch is, I believe, like, on a turntable.
Yeah, he does the music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he's scientifically inclined.
Smart.
Yeah.
In a way.
So everyone gets upset and everyone's about to leave the church because they're obviously saying this really horrific shit. But then I think Post blows the magic flute and then everyone goes back and they sit down. Mm. All the people go back and sit down and listen. And then they're like, hey, look, it's Coolio. And in the back of the church, Coolio shows up.
What the fuck? I
don't
remember that.
We never see him again.
What was that one movie you watched where it was, oh God, there was like, was it Coolio in like another movie or something? There was another movie I felt like we watched recently.
Maybe,
where another big actor showed up and you're like, what the fuck? Oh, it was the guy who got shot, the guy who died early. Oh my God, why can't I think of his name?
Are
the rapper? Oh no, I should have brought this up without really coming back with
you
it.
You really shouldn't have.
Tupac.
You're talking about Tupac? Because we watched Nothing But Trouble.
That was
yes.
This very similar vibe.
Very similar to this. Yeah. Except for here, it's like they name drop and they're like, look, it's Coolio. And he's like walking around and then we never see him
again.
He's
just at church?
He's just there. And again, it's not like he's going to give them like a record. I think they're like, who, like, probably Ice-T is like, can I get like, you know, another big name in this movie? And he's just like, Coolio, can you show up for one shot? Literally one shot?
I'm in the area.
And he's like, oh, here it goes. You know what's crazy? When we first recorded this in 2018, Coolio was alive.
Oh, dude.
Now Coolio's dead.
Dude.
Yeah, full circle.
We're still here, baby.
We're still here. We're still
going. And
yeah.
Tony May.
Yeah, fuck sadly. Off. We'll see how long.
So. Now he's just basically taunting us. Like, he's not even helping with this movie shit anymore.
Well, he knows that we can handle
it. I want to watch you struggle.
everyone loves to see that.
Yeah, people love it.
Yeah, that's what they
come for.
Come
that's what we get the downloads for, baby.
So they start singing, Jesus loves us, we don't know, Jesus works in mysterious ways. That ain't no answer. I don't know. They're rapping about like how Jesus is like a very mysterious figure who like doesn't actually help them like day to day, which is like very surprising and like kind of like sad. And but everyone's getting into it.
Because the flute's going.
Because the flute's working.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
So this is when they realize that the flute is a gold mine and like can like do mind control. But Mac Daddy shows up, and so does the leprechaun showing up.
So like, do you think Mac Daddy can follow him and the spell of the flute?
I think it's just a small neighborhood. So he just sort of like, he's like, oh, I hear
No, I'm saying like, do you think he can be hypnotized?
Oh, I never noticed him getting hypnotized by the flute.
Maybe he's heard it so much. He's like, whatever, this shit ain't impressive. Like all things with age, it becomes less impressive. Oh, that could be.
Yeah. He's probably gone deaf. Now. Exactly. So yeah, him and the leprechaun show up. Leprechaun kills one of Mac Daddy's men. And the reverend and the heroes, What should we call them? Our heroes? Our gang of heroes?
Yeah,
okay.
Our heroes.
So they run into like one of the offices in the church, and the leprechaun tries to break the door down, and he's like trying to break it. And then they open up like a giant safe, and the leprechaun runs into the safe, and they close the safe on him. So now he's like stuck in the safe.
Pretty clever. Same like in the third movie.
Yeah, actually. Interesting.
Or second movie. It was the second movie, I think.
Yeah. That's right. So then the gang's like, all right, we got this flute. We're going to go to Vegas, baby. And they want to leave for Vegas with the leprechaun locked in the safe. They have a gun from the church, because apparently the reverend has a gun under the, like, what's it, the pulpit?
Mm-hmm.
They get a gun to protect themselves from Mac Daddy. They're going to keep the leprechaun in the safe. Everything's going great.
Got it.
And I wrote down, why don't they use the flute on Mac Daddy? And
so you thought the same thing.
I thought the same thing, but they never do.
Yeah, just...
Well, I thought the same thing in 2018.
Oh. Yeah.
So, Leprechaun's...
Kurt Mike's like, I don't fucking know, who cares?
I was like...
I've watched so many fucking movies.
Genuinely, I was. I was like, fucking gives a shit. I don't care about this.
It's interesting. I wonder if your tastes... If you rewatch this movie again without the context of seeing the first four movies. Five movies. No, yeah. Four movies. If you would have thought the same thing. Been like...
Yeah.
I'm less fun with this movie. But now you might have been like, out of context.
I think I'm just... fucking sick of that leprechaun.
You're sick of my stupid face as I watch you as your shit.
I am. Yeah, you're jerking off while I'm taking a shit. Get out of the bathroom.
Oh, I love doing that. Let me tell you.
You're not even hard.
I love That's what makes it hard.
All right, leprechaun. In order to get out of the safe, the leprechaun calls upon his zombie fly girls.
Oh, they're zombies?
Yeah, they're zombie fly girls.
The way that this movie... I think the biggest problem with this franchise for me is they just do not give a fuck about the lore.
Is that a problem or is that a feature?
I think it's kind of becoming a problem.
I think it's a problem. It's a problem when you watch them the way we're watching them.
I think if you're just watching them like we did,
if you watched
the movie originally, it's like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah, no, I think so, clearly. I think I enjoyed the movie more back in the day, and now that I have all this context, I'm like...
You're like, these are so inconsistent.
That's not even that. I think it is just like, who fucking cares anymore? Like, I don't care about this fucking leprechaun anymore. I don't know. I kind of just want to see Post and all them, like, work it out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel bad for him. So anyway, he calls the planet his zombie fly girls. The gang perform the rap song using the flute, and everything's working out for them. They're going to go to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And then the zombie fly girl ladies show up. They're wearing sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And the reverend is there. They show up in the church, and the reverend sees one of the zombie fly girls, and he's like, hey, I can like speak in tongues.
Oh God.
And then the zombie fly girl like lowers her sunglasses, revealing she has green laser eyes.
What? So he gave him her lucky charms.
That's right. Hey. That's right. So she kills.
She doesn't have like flesh eaten out of her or anything like that.
No,
she's
like zombified.
She's like hypnotized.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So yeah. So she's evil. Green glowing eyes. Reverend is killed, and the leprechaun is now out.
Mm.
All right. They perform and are happy that people like them, even though they use the flute. A white record producer shows up with a cowboy hat, and he goes in and is like, hey, you guys are going to go to Vegas. And then the sunglass girl shows up again. What?
I'm just thinking of Elvis, the movie.
Oh, yeah. He's what?
He's green. He's green. He says,
he's green?
Rapping.
Yeah, exactly. Lord have mercy.
It's him eating like a foot or something.
Yeah, exactly. So the zombie fly girls show up in the like dressing room after the show.
How do they know they're called zombie fly girls?
Because he calls them that.
These zombie fly girls.
That's what he says.
Okay.
He says that to himself. He gives them a zombie fly girls, come to me. Yes. That's what they call them. That's why I wrote it down.
All right.
So they show up. The leprechaun is also there. And he's like, give me back that flute. And he's like, or what? And then he uses his like magical powers to make Stray point his gun at Butch.
Oh, shit.
Point the gun in Butch's face. Yeah.
I don't like that.
And so Post is like, okay, all right, I'll give you the flute back. So he gives the flute back to the leprechaun. Leprechaun's like, you are so close. And now you're so far. And this pushes Post over the edge. And he's like, you motherfucker. And he goes to beat the leprechaun up. And then the leprechaun uses his magic power to make Stray point the gun at himself and shoot himself in the fucking face. Stray is dead.
Holy shit.
You know what's really funny?
What?
Is this is exactly the same reaction you had the last time.
I forgot.
I did too.
I forgot completely.
Me too. I watched the movie. You're like, whoa, Stray dies?
That's crazy. Stray is dead.
What were you going to laugh about?
I was laughing at the fact that, like, if you just took yourself out of the situation, walked in, and listening to you explain,
a leprechaun
used his magic powers and grabbed the gun from his hand and pointed it at his own face in his head and pulled the trigger. I'm just like, what the fuck is this?
You started to, like...
I started, like, thinking, like, what am I doing with my life?
We watched this movie twice. We are not only watching the movie twice, we are recording ourselves.
We're recording ourselves talking about the movie twice.
The synopsis of the movie twice.
What are we doing? This used to be a good podcast. Even when I was listening to it, I'm like, we used to be a country. We used to be another half country. Now we're just like,
yeah.
We're fucking dead. We're watching bullshit. We want to know, is the Leprechaun movies good?
Yeah.
No, obviously not.
You look
at the Rotten Tomatoes, you can see these are all shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's
not a good Leprechaun movie.
They're on DVD.
They went straight to tape.
Only two movies came out.
In theaters. Even those were bad.
The first one was okay.
Yeah, but they weren't great.
They weren't even that good.
No, yeah.
And we're sitting here with this fucking green fucker.
Whoa, you're talking about me?
Yes, you fucking piece of shit. Invading your house because we've done this shit.
Yeah.
And the amount of times we've been recording this has been fucking 5 weeks. And we have to watch another movie after this. You're going to be here for weeks as Leprechaun fucks sitting here.
We weren't even supposed to watch this movie.
We weren't even supposed to be here. But for some reason,
we're watching this movie again. Yeah.
We figured it out. We watched this movie again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, what do we do with our lives, man?
I know. I feel like
we watched Oscar winning movies earlier this month. We've given us that, and we're like, that's too good. Let's slop in the slop with the piggies.
Let's
slop in the pot with the piggies for a while. And I'm starting to lose it, my friend.
I'm there with you, man.
It's getting rough.
I agree.
It's getting rough.
You
know, the novelty's kind of worn off.
I agree. And we still have another movie to talk about. I know. I'm not looking forward to it either, man. I am not looking forward to it. It's bleak. It's bleak. But... I want to.
Where are we talking about?
I want to commit a stray.
Uh-huh.
I want to kill myself.
The leprechaun's handing me a gun now.
Yeah, I know.
He's
exactly.
using his magic powers pointed at you.
Let's do it. This is the way that we go out.
No, I want to hear about the second last movie. I need to do that podcast.
All right, then maybe put we'll
the
gun away. It.
So we got to trap this motherfucker.
So Stray's dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Stray's dead. And they're like, what are we gonna do now? So they hard cut. It's like a scene out of The Wire or something. It's like them disposing of Stray's body so that nobody can like point it back to them because he like died in the green room that they were seen in.
Yeah, technically,
so
yeah.
They have to like hide him and shit.
Dark.
It's fucking dark. And they were like, we are so close. And I'm like, I feel bad for him. I genuinely do. I feel bad for these guys.
That's probably like the grimmest thing this movie's done in a while.
Oh yeah.
Like this franchise. Like I feel like this franchise for the most part has been just like, oh, goofy random guy died.
Yeah.
People don't care about. But it's like one of your main protagonists kills another person, basically.
Kills himself.
Against their will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So it's like I don't know. It's just so much more. The implications are so much
especially
darker.
When it's like they weren't bad people. Like, you know, like in the other movies, it's like sometimes they are good people, sometimes they're bad people. But like
these guys just rob someone, and then sometimes they just wanted to be fucking, a little transphobic, you know. But
they just wanted to rap positivity.
That's true.
And now look where they're at.
Look where they've gotten them.
So anyway. So now the leprechaun and his fly girls bring ladies back to the leprechaun's, like, place in the hood so that he can bang them.
Okay.
It doesn't lead to literally anything.
Okay.
The leprechaun visits Post's grandma.
Okay.
And Post's grandma's like, oh, you're such a small child, but you have arthritis so bad, because she, like, feels his hands. And
oh,
they're, like,
yeah,
so
they're
crangly.
Old and gross.
So she's like, I'll feed you. And so, but it's like, because it's like your hands are so arthritis, like, I'll feed you food, but she's blind. So, like, she keeps missing his mouth. And the leprechaun's sitting at the table going, like, like trying to get to the food.
What
and
the
she
fuck
keeps
is
missing.
This scene?
And then all of a sudden, she stabs the leprechaun in the eyeball by accident because she can't see because she's blind. And then he's like, ah! And then he, like, kills Post's grandma.
Oh,
and then Post wakes up.
Oh, it's
a
dream.
Bad dream. And then he hears a knock at the door.
I like that his dream is like, my grandma's so fucking blind.
My grandma's a fucking idiot.
She's going to stab that
like
leprechaun accidentally.
Why would the leprechaun show up at her house? I don't know. But he will.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But then he gets a knock at the door and he goes to the door. And it's Stray. And Stray's bleeding. And he's like, Post, help me. I'm dying. We were so close. And then he wakes up again.
Oh.
It was another dream.
Oh, not the dream within a dream.
And then he gets it's Inception, baby. Ugh. Yeah. And then he gets another knock at the door. And he goes to the door.
It's Leprechaun.
It's Butch.
Oh, okay.
And Butch is like, we're going to get that flute back, Post. We got to do this. We're going to work together. We're going to figure this out. We're going to get the flute back from that fucking green piece of shit.
Wow. So they're going to take vengeance.
They're going to take vengeance.
This is like the first time I feel like a character's like, I'm going to take vengeance.
So the Butch has done some reading about leprechauns. He says, what I've done is I've prepared blunts full of four-leaf clovers. And if the leprechaun smokes them, his powers will temporarily go away.
That's so good.
So he also gives those blunts to like the zombie fly girls. And they like smoke them. And then they're out of the power now, like they're not under
they
the power anymore. Yeah, so they're good.
Good for them.
And then they're like, "Where's the leprechaun's hideout?" And they're like, "It's over here. It's over here." And they're like, "Okay, we need to infiltrate the hideout. But the only way we can do it is the only people he lets in are like girls. So we have to dress up like women in order to get in there. So they dress in drag. Yeah, it's not great.
I would have loved it if Fontaine was around and like gave him like advice. That would have been great.
Great would have that been? You know, like they get dressed up and then Fontaine's like." Boys, no, this isn't good. Let me help you.
Yeah, like that would have been a fun scene, but no, she died.
No, because she wasn't there as a character. She was there
as
a punchline.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Exactly.
And then they all made fun of her. And
yeah,
don't use her proper pronouns.
Exactly.
Well, maybe she wanted to be called he. I don't know.
I don't know. We don't know. We'll never know because
she was barely a character.
Because she was barely a character. Pronouns didn't exist back then.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The liberals invented them in the last, like, 5 years or whatever.
Exactly. So, Leprechaun, right? He, So, they get dressed up in drag and, like, you know, makeup and wigs and stuff. And they go up and they give the leprechaun the special weed and he's, like, smoking it. And the leprechaun's like, come over here, me fresh young lass. Let me take a look at you before I tap your ass. He's talking to Post, who's like, you know, in drag.
Uh-huh.
And he's like grabbing Post's hand and he brings Post's hand closer and closer. But then as he's hitting that fucking, he's puffing that fucking weed, man. He's blowing thick clouds. He fucking passes out. Leprechaun is out.
Nice.
And yeah. And they're like, great. So then they take the whistle and they run out. Butch and you know. So
they don't try to kill him at all.
No. Well, how do you kill him? They don't know how to kill him.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, apparently he could smoke the clovers and not die.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. That seems like a pretty easy way to get rid of him. So they're running out. Butch and Post are running out. And they're like, great, man. We did this. And all of a sudden, Butch dies. He gets shot up. And I'm like, whoa. Is the leprechaun like awake?
Oh,
no.
Mac Daddy
showed up.
Shit.
Shot up fucking Butch. And Butch is lying on the ground. He's like.
This shit's so dark, dude.
And then he's like, Post, I don't want to die in a dress. And then he dies. And it's also like he died a virgin, too, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He almost got lucky with that leprechaun.
That's true, but...
Right, was that Post?
That was Post.
Oh,
but he could, you know, maybe the leprechaun would be down for a three-way.
Yeah, be like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. And so, yeah, so Butch is dead. Post is the only one alive now. And Mac Daddy's like, he's pointing a gun at what's your, he didn't, I thought he didn't have a finger. Maybe he's using the other hand.
Is it left hand or right hand?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't mention it in my notes here. So, yeah, Mac Daddy's pointing the gun at Post, and he's like, you're a bitch. You're not going to hurt me. You're not going to kill me. Because he has a gun.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're not going to kill me. There's no way you're going to shoot me. And then he fucking shoots him. Of course he shoots him.
Yeah, fuck this guy. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Exactly. So, yeah, Mac Daddy falls to the ground, and then the leprechaun shows up. He's got his powers back. And he's like, I'm going to fucking kill you, you know, guy in a dress, I hate you. Uh-huh. And then he's like, and then Mac Daddy is still alive, and he sneaks up behind the leprechaun, and he's like, and he hits him over the head with like a fucking like chair or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the leprechaun's like, ah, fuck you, and he blows Mac Daddy up. His stomach explodes.
What the hell?
Yes.
I'm just out of the blue.
Yeah.
No weird, like, power. No scene out of like Leprechaun 3 where the body, like, it's big, just
no,
just immediately.
Boom, big explosion, Mac Daddy is dead.
I do quite like, one thing I like about this franchise is the amount of people that just explode randomly.
Yeah, it's pretty good. The fact that there's more than one person
it's
that exploded.
Kind of a wild choice.
It's great. So he's dead. But because Mac Daddy, remember, around his neck had the medallion.
Mm-hmm.
The medallion slowly falling. Aww. Slowly falling. The leprechaun's like, aah! It's like about to fall on the leprechaun. Aah! Then it cuts. And then.
It's like Inception, dude.
We see Post.
Oh, okay.
It's like just like Inception.
It'd be amazing if you never know.
You don't know. Is he with his family?
Yeah.
Is he still dreaming? Is he a leprechaun? So Post is on stage. He's wearing sunglasses. And he's so cool. He's fucking rapping up there, and everyone's fucking loving it. Everyone's digging it. He's on stage. He's popular, but I wrote his rap is very weak. It's not very good. And he's like, he's killing it. It's really popular. It's all good. And then he like leans into the camera and he takes his sunglasses off and his eyes glow in green.
What does that mean?
He is under the control of the leprechaun.
Oh.
And the camera pans over and the leprechaun is still alive. And he's in the audience and he's like, that's my boy or something. Like, he's like, now he's managing Post basically. And yeah. And then it cuts to black. And then it cuts right back, and the leprechaun walks up on stage, and he starts fucking rapping.
They're like, we knew we got to have the scene here.
We all knew what everyone wanted. We're going to deliver. The leprechaun, of course, raps. So he's rapping about how he's like, lep in the hood, come to do no good. And he hypnotizes those like zombie girls again. They all sing along. They have no flow. And then the movie ends. And that is the end of A Leprechaun in the Hood. I listened back to that episode, and I remember saying, I listened to it, and I said it was a good one. It's not. It's not a good movie.
What changed your mind, Michael?
Oh man, dude, I don't know, it wasn't.
I think you're just tired of this.
I'm just
leprechaun
tired
movie.
Of this fucking leprechaun.
Like, if this was out, like, if this
I mean
was
clearly it worked
movie.
Fine the last time I saw it, you know, I said it had a lot of heart is what I said.
Yeah. They definitely were trying in this movie. Like, the actors seemed to be having fun, the script was good.
Yeah.
Is definitely better than the last movie.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, way more entertaining. They definitely seem like they're like, we're getting back to our roots.
Yeah.
But then there's just decisions like the cross-dressing being like a thing. It's just like, why is
we
this
brought
here?
That up. Yeah, racism, the, you know, transphobia.
Kind of the weird implications of like a leprechaun, like, making a black dude do his bidding. It's kind of a weird thing.
I didn't even think about that,
of odd at the end choice. I mean, that's supposed to be like creepy, but it's just like the implications are weird.
Leprechaun's a bad guy.
I mean, Leprechaun's a bad guy, right?
He's had people as slaves before.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. So Leprechaun is pro slavery. It hurts a lot
times
harder.
Times have changed, all right?
You have changed. Not. Times have changed. You have not.
I just head into bathrooms and jack off. Is it? No more slave slavery. You know, I gave that up after early 2005s. Wow.
Just in time.
Real progressive of you, bud. Wow, big change.
Good for you. But no, you're right. Yeah, no, obviously the slavery in like the second movie is not the same as the slavery in Leprechaun in the Hood.
Yeah.
Way worse.
Much more implications there. It's pretty bad.
I also like tried looking up like, were there any black people that like wrote this movie? Like, it wasn't directed by a black guy, I don't think. And I don't think it was written by a black person. It might have been like co-written, but like, it didn't look like it. So that also feels kind
of crappy.
Like,
it felt like it watched a lot of like movies in quote unquote in the hood.
Yeah.
It didn't really feel authentic in a lot of ways.
I want to know if I posed this in the last podcast. Did Ice-T go like, I know what I want to do? Like, you know, like, was he like, I want to make a leprechaun movie in the hood?
We'll never know.
We should reach out to him.
He probably just wanted to take a paycheck.
And he did.
He sure did.
He really did.
I was higher on this movie than I thought I would be.
Yeah.
But I'm still It did kind of lose its luster, because I remember really liking it the first time.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, I don't know, man. I can't really forgive these things that are problematic in this movie. I can't really forgive as easily.
Yeah.
I feel like now.
As easily as you could forgive in 2018.
You know, a couple things changed.
A couple
things have changed in life, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
a few elections have happened. A few
Well, that was in 2018. That was post 2016.
A few insurrections have attempted to happen.
True too. That's true. That's
a few social media sites have changed. The trajectory of the world has kind of not changed in 5 years.
Not in the better.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of like, ah.
Yeah. Take it or leave it.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's got some, if you get past those problematic moments, it's got some fun moments. There's some fun jokes. The leprechaun raps, the leprechaun rhymes a lot more. He's
Gotta
having a lot
that.
More fun.
I love him rhyming.
He's having a lot more of a good time. Like, this movie seems to be having a lot more fun than what the last ones were, where they're just like, we're going to make him like a bad guy.
I honestly am
surprised how low I'd probably rank this in the rest of them, but we'll get to that ranking.
We'll get
later.
To that later. That's true.
Whenever we decide to get off this horrifying train.
Yes. So yeah. Speaking of which, guys, if you want to listen to the previous train cars of this horrifying train, you can go on any podcatching app, and while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read in the show no matter what it says, even if it is written in a rap or limerick form. We'll rap it. We have terrible flow. We'll do it too. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at email@theotherhalfpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, and also on our Discord. Those are the Leprechaun movies. Here's to next 6 years when we go back and we're like, you know what? I don't think we remember much about that Leprechaun the Hood movie.
Oh, God, please. I don't know if we should ever do that sort of thing. You know what? It always ages, though. Furry art. Oh, furry art's great. Let me tell you.
I regret telling
Let
you
me
about
tell
this.
You.
I feel bad for you and your partner.
Thank you, polywumple.tumblr.com, for that beautiful art piece.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, she's very conservatively dressed, but her... her bosoms are out.
Look at them titties, man.
Oh, my God. That's a body pillow.
Oh, shit. You could buy this?
Good night, everybody.
I come from the land of the Irish Spring. Dublin's the place where I learned my thing. From the Emerald Isle to your place in the hood. I'm the man of green. Come to do no good. Lep in the hood. Come to do no good. Lep in the hood. Come to do no good. Blunt is dope. This place is hype. There's a lassie. She's just my type. I hate to resort so soon to my... haven't been late so long, it's heaven. I'm so bad, I'm good. I'll show you what to do, so lend an ear. Don't worry, little lassie, you've got nothing to fear. Sit with the lad who's lean and green, and let me show you why I'm a love machine. Come to do no good. I'm a wee green guy who's new to town. Show me what you do when you get down. I'll go up. You go down, we'll cause a scene, you'll love the green. Left in the hood, come to do no good. Left in the hood, when we're bad, we're good. From the cliffs of Moor to your front door, better turn out the lights and pray some more. We're gonna party through the night until the dawn, then you and I are gonna get it on. Left in the hood, come to do no good. Left in the hood, come to do no good. Lep in the hood, come to do no good. Lep in the hood, come to do no good.